For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Now, you often hear me talk about the fact that Houston, Harris County, Texas, leads the world in the incarceration rate of its own people, mostly for possession of minor amounts of drugs. The following is an editorial from the Houston Chronicle, Smarter on Crime. It's time for Harris County to heed the message of a tough-on-crime judge about handling of drug cases. When a respected felony criminal judge known for his lock-em-up philosophy concludes that slamming minor drug offenders with long sentences is counterproductive to sensible prison management and public safety, perhaps it's time for Harris County to listen. Recently, State Judge Michael McSpadden called on the governor and legislature to reduce sentences for low-level drug possession. In a letter to Governor Rick Perry, the judge, a former prosecutor with more than 20 years judicial experience, wrote, quote, "These minor offenses are now overwhelming every felony docket, and the courts necessarily spend less time on the more important violent crimes." End quote. The result has been that small-time offenders, some accused only of possessing residual amounts of cocaine in a crack pipe, are clogging local jails. In fact, there were almost two times as many Harris County defendants sent to state jails last year for possessing less than 1 gram of a drug, less than the contents of a sugar packet, than in all of the major urban areas of Dallas, Tarrant, and Bexar counties combined. Possession of less than 1 gram of a drug is a felony that often lands people in state jail for 6 months to 2 years. District Attorney Chuck Rosenthal says he has no discretion under state law to charge a person caught with pipe residue with anything less than a felony possession. Quote, "We don't get to make the facts. We don't get to change the law," end quote, he says. But McSpadden doesn't see it so rigidly. Neither do prosecutors in other urban counties. He says those caught with crack pipe should be charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by a $500 fine and probation. Meanwhile, the Harris County Jail and local state jail are so crowded that Commissioner's Court is considering spending at least $267 million to build two new jails. Plus, it costs Texans more than $59 million more to house more than 4,800 offenders convicted of possessing less than 1 gram of a drug. An inordinate number of those prisoners came from Harris County. After all, the ill effects on a community of committing huge numbers of prospectless drug addicts to lengthy jail sentences and felony records without dealing with their underlying drug dependence are well documented and long-term, and those ill effects are suffered by everyone in this county. That's the end of our Chronicle coverage. Ah, yes, Harris County, we are the champions of the world, and our officials are quite proud of their draconian ways. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.